Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In his 13-page year-end report, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts urged caution and humility regarding artificial intelligence as the evolving technology transforms how judges and lawyers go about their work. Roberts says AI has the potential to increase access to justice, revolutionize legal research, and assist courts in resolving cases more quickly and cheaply. He also points out privacy concerns and current technology's inability to replicate human discretion. Although Chief Justice Roberts predicts that human judges will be around for a while, he believes judicial work, particularly that at the trial level, will be significantly affected by AI. Investment bank Fidelity has again marked down the value of its shares in X Holdings, the parent company of X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Fidelity believes that X is worth 71.5% less than its $44 billion premium at the time of its purchase, down 10.7% in November alone. Fidelity's valuation of X is not necessarily based on inside information on X's financial performance, but is a one-month lag on the bank's internal evaluation of private shares. Camera makers, news organizations, and technology companies are looking to differentiate their images from those being generated by artificial intelligence. They've joined together to create a free web tool called Verify for checking the authenticity of images, and it is being adopted by Nikon, Canon, and Sony. If an image has a verified digital signature, the site will display the date, location, and other credentials for the image. Camera manufacturers are updating firmware on professional cameras to support Verify this year, and Canon has a new camera in development coming next year that will support Verify. Dutch shipmaking equipment firm ASML, according to Bloomberg, was contacted by the Biden administration weeks before a January 1, 2024 export ban deadline, requesting the firm halt some of its pre-scheduled shipments of its deep ultraviolet lithography machines to its Chinese customers. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan specifically contacted the Dutch government about some of ASML's final shipments to China. Shipments of a limited number of machines were affected. After launching on Android last week, Microsoft Copilot is now available as a standalone app on the iPhone and iPad. Microsoft Copilot is the revamped Bing Chat that brought us Microsoft's first version of a ChatGPT-infused generative AI experience. Copilot is available as a free download from the App Store and offers free access to GPT-4, although your data may be used to train and improve models. Cross-platform messaging service Telegram is rolling out version 10.5.0 with a completely new look and feel for voice and video calls, as well as a revamped delete animation now available for Android. In this update, we have totally redesigned calls, adding new animations and beautiful backgrounds that change dynamically based on the call status, ringing, active, or ended. The new interface requires fewer resources than before, which means it saves battery life and works better on older devices. Steam has officially stopped supporting Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1. Over 95.5% of surveyed Steam users are on Windows 10 or Windows 11, another 2% on Linux, and 1.5% on Mac. Fewer than 1% of users still use these older builds of Windows. Steam is also ending support for Mac OS 10.13 and 10.14 on February 15th. 2023 marked the first year that Apple did not release a new version of the iPad since launching it back in 2010. Rumors and analyst forecasts, however, suggest that 2024 will be a much more significant year for the iPad lineup, with every model encompassing the entry-level iPad, iPad Mini, iPad Air, and iPad Pro expected to receive a hardware refresh. There's also a rumored 12.9-inch iPad Air coming this year, which could mean we may see a record 6 iPad models launched in 2024. Even with the undisputed premium smartphone market leader Apple seeing a 4% dip in its global market share from 75% in 2022 down to 71% in 2023, the projected premium total smartphone market share rose globally by 6%, seeing record sales in 2023. Much of 2023's growth was driven by China, Western Europe, India, and the Middle East and Africa regions, with India the fastest growing premium market globally. Apple is still the top OEM with 71% market share, followed by Samsung with 17% and Huawei with 5%. And finally, Shigeru Miyamoto, arguably the most influential game designer in the world, responsible for Mario and Zelda, has been at Nintendo since 1977. He's been involved in every console released from 1983's Nintendo Entertainment System to the 130 million unit selling Nintendo Switch. And according to an interview by The Guardian's Keza McDonald, has no plans on slowing down. Miyamoto is no longer involved in the minute details of development, but does oversee entire projects and is hard at work on the new hotness next in the lineup of Nintendo games and consoles yet to be released. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.